So what's new in the sleazy, icky world of those who steal other people's identities? How about using dead people's credit? Personal details of nearly 2.5 million deceased Americans used every year to illegally apply for credit products and services. That comes from ID Analytics this week.
With us live now on this, Adam Levin and Matt Colina of Identity Theft 911. Adam, let's start with you. It's not enough to monitor your own identity and credit activity, which we talk about all the time. You got to look after those of a deceased family member.
Well, the truth of the matter is that, you know, it's all about identity theft is all about finding the point of vulnerability and then exploiting it. And there's no question that we are all more vulnerable at the time we die practically than we are at any other time during our lives, because most people aren't really paying attention to the credit of the deceased. And the deceased certainly isn't paying attention to it. And there are people who case obituaries like they case houses. And oftentimes, information in obituaries is TMI. People just give away way too much information, addresses, dates of birth, things like that. And it's sort of a blueprint for people who are looking to exploit it.
Matt, how do we shore up our defenses, especially at this vulnerable time? You've just lost a loved one.
Well, first of all, it's something that the average person probably doesn't even consider. So the first of all is an awareness factor. Know that this is an issue and that this exists. It's real. It may sound like it's bizarre, but it's a reality. And so once you know that, become equipped. And when a person passes away, you can contact the Social Security Administration. There's a 1-800 number available. It's called the Death Master File. You need to get the loved one's Social Security number shut down. You need to contact the credit bureaus and make sure that their open accounts are all closed. You need to make sure that all existing accounts that may be joint and several with your spouse are transferred over to the surviving spouse and no longer associate with the person who passed.
What about the DMV? What about the deceased person's driver's license?
Oh, yeah, no, it's very important also that you immediately notify the state Department of Motor Vehicle and have the driver's license canceled. It's really all about getting the word out and shutting down the credit and having sort of a red flag on the file so that anyone who might extend credit to that individual won't, because they realize that the person has passed.
The other thing that we see in our fraud center are that folks are preying on these folks. So you get phone calls, you know, impersonating your bank, impersonating some other institution, and they're asking for the deceased party's password and PIN. So the surviving spouse, you know, just thinks it's part of the normal procedure, and they're giving up that information. So just know that there are also people that are preying on this and are contacting you. Double check everything. Never take an open phone call as being legitimate. Always make the initiating phone call. If it's a website, always type in the website address. Never accept an email as rote, and do all the research to confirm that it is a legitimate business partner that you've worked with all those years.
I wish we had more time to open up a brand new chapter, but a quick word about spring and summer travel and credit and et cetera issues that go along with that.
Well, the most important thing when you're traveling is that remember your identity is an asset and you really have to protect it like you would protect other assets, which means that, for instance, when you travel, you notify banks and credit card companies that you're traveling so they don't shut your card down while you're away. But also if you're in France and suddenly activity pops up in Belgium or in the Ukraine, that, you know, it doesn't tip someone off. And that's why that it's important for them to know. Never, ever post on your Facebook wall when you're leaving, how long you're going to be gone, when you're going to come back, because that's an invitation to either be stalked or your house to be burglarized. And the most important thing is make copies of all sensitive documentation and carry them with you safely so that if you lose your documentation that you can prove you're you if you wander into a Western Union office in the middle of the night. And the other thing is that what you might do is download the information, scan it, download it into your computer, then put it on an encrypted thumb drive or put it on a very secure site in the cloud, or at the very least, put it in a very obscure part of your email so that in the event you have a problem, you don't have to rely on someone thousands of miles away in the middle of the night, that you can go print out what you need to, go to the embassy or go to Western Union.
You know, it's amazing and disturbing how you can't be too careful in these circumstances.
We have to think like they do to outsmart them.
Right. Guys, thanks very much. Adam Levin and Matt Colina of Identity Theft 911.